Live from Eretz Yisrael, welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 13th day of the month of Adar, Tanis Esther, an easy and fast and meaningful fast for all those who are able to do so in the United States. And already here in Eretz Yisrael in Israel, Purim Sameach, where it is already Yom Shlishi, the 14th day of Adar. For so many of us who have gathered on this call for nearly 6 years now, we're coming up on the anniversary in about a week and a half. And as we face yet another critical moment in our people's collective history, we feel it deeply. We hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. We also keep in our tefillos, in our prayers, the brave American servicemen and women grieving the additional loss of another soldier killed in action earlier today. Additionally, we mourn the loss of all those killed yesterday in Beit Shemesh, including the three siblings we davened for on yesterday's call, Yaakov, Abigail, and Sarah Bitom, Hashem Yikom Damam. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, of the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and strength. Before bringing on today's featured speaker, who is still not dialed in as a host, Rabbi Rosenblatt, if you hear this, you could please refer to the instructions and dial in with the passcode, as I do not see you on the screen. I share in an abridged hybrid translated version of the combined prayers for the welfare of the American government and for the safety of the American military forces. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings in his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Tzion. May this be his will. V'nomar Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Andrew Rosenblatt of Congregation Shari Tzedek in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Rosenblatt's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Following Tehillim, we will recite Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Rosenblatt will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I do apologize, I still do not see Rabbi Rosenblatt on the line. Please bear with me, I apologize, just for 1 minute to see if we're able to get him on. If not, as we've done in the past when this has happened, I will begin with the Tehillim and the Mishnah Berach, and hopefully by then we will have Rabbi Rosenblatt on the line. Please bear with me for one moment. Okay, so as I want to thank Rebecca Levy in the background, she's going to try to get Rabbi Rosenblatt on the line. In the meantime, we'll flip the schedule and hopefully have the Divrei Chizik to follow. At this point, we will begin with Tehillim, starting with Perek Chas, with chapter 20. Please say it along together with me. Lamnat Seyach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzara Yizkav Echa Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchotzecha V'yalascha Yidash Nesela Yitain lecha chilvavecha, v'cha atzatzecha yimalei. Niranina b'shuasecha, u'v'shem Eloheinu nigol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki hoshi Adonai mishicho. Ya'aneyo mishmei kacho, v'kuros hisha yimino. Eile barechev, v'eile basusim. Ba'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema karau nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisadod. Adonai hoshia ha'melech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lama'alos. Esa einai ele harim meayin yovo ezri. Ezri meyim Adonai hose shamayim vaharet. Al yitain lamut raglecha al yonum shomerecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzulcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakecha v'yoreach v'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tivcha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. We'll conclude with our Tehillim with Psalm 130, Perek, Kuf, Lamed, and I believe after that, Rabbi Rosenblatt should be on the line with us. I want to thank Rebecca again for all of her due diligence behind the scenes. Perek, Kuf, Lamed. Shir hamalos mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli tiena aznecha kashuvot z'kol tachanunai. Imavonos tishmarya Adonai miyamod. Kimcha hasicha l'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidbara hacholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai yacheset barbeimo fedus. Behu yifdes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Hanisunim batzara ubashivya, ha'omdin bein bayam, ubein bayavasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, viotzihem mitzara lirvacha, omeyafela liora, umishivu ligula, hashka bagala uzman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. We're going to move on to the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, special tefillah are incredibly brave soldiers. Mishabirach v'chaylei hatzal. Mishabirach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'yivarech es chaylei tzva hagana l'Yisrael v'anshei kochot ha'bitachon. Omdim al mishmar arteinu v'arei Eloheinu. Yigvu halvanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim min hayam hagadol. Ad levo harava b'chol makom shehem, v'yibasha, v'avir uvayam, yitain Adonai et oyveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim l'tnehem, hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara b'tzuka mikol nega machala, v'yishlach baruch v'yatzlacha b'chol maaseh yideihem, Yad ber sonenu tachteyem, v'yatre mikeser yishua bateres nitachon, v'yakum behem akasuf, ki adonai Eloheichem ho'oleichem imachem lihilachem lachem imoiveichem l'shiyatchem, v'nomar amen. Finally, we'll conclude with the Mishabirach L'cholim. Roy Rosenblatt, if you are on, please use the passcode to log in. For the Divrei Chizik to follow the Mishabirach. I still don't see you on our screen. Mishabirach al Cholim, please pause at the, please insert the names for all those you're davening for. So many to be davening for right now. Mishabirach avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Ushlomo, Yivarech es hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Ulavrom Lechazkayam Lechayosam Yishlach Lehem Merafua Shlema Min HaShemayim Lechol Obriyem Lechol Gideyem Bistoch Shor Becholei Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashta Bagala Uzman Kariv V'Namar Amen. Okay, believe in one moment. We should have Rabbi Rosenblatt on. I understand that he's muted. Okay, Rabbi Rosenblatt, do we have you on the line?
Yeah, thank you. Apologize to everyone. I'm so used to links that I'm not used to doing just pure phone calls. So my sincere apologies to everyone. Thank you for waiting. As we sit here on Ta'anit Esther, a very interesting phenomenon. If you look at the Megillah, when Esther first says to Ahasuerus that she wants to invite himself and Haman to a party, the words are, it says, "Vatomer Esther el Hamela im Hamelach Tov." And Esther says, if it's pleasing to you, King. And then the next four words are Yavo Hamelach veHaman Hayom. So if you take the Rashi table of each of those words, it is the Shem Havaya, it's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yavo Yud He of Hamelech, Vav of Vehaman, and the He of Hayom. So basically what she's saying is, I'm going to into the political lion's den. I'm going into a very difficult moment, and what am I bringing with me? It's like this call, Yavo Hamelech Vehaman Hayom. Yeah, I'm talking about the king and Haman ministers and different things, but what are the Rashi Tevot? The Rashi Tevot are the Shem Havaya, that we're invoking Kadosh Baruch Hu with us to know that even though these are very difficult situations, let us bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu with us today. The past 2 days I've spent with one of the soldiers who first disarmed the Hamas tunnel. He was in the Yahalom Brigade, and this is the very first tunnel that they discovered in Gaza And as they were drilling down to disable this tunnel, there was an explosive that went off, and he was standing outside the tunnel, and he was blinded in this particular event. And to know that I took such chizuk from him, and what he was able to overcome in with this challenge. I tell you, he is someone now who does security consulting, and he reviews defense products for Israeli startups. And he skis at speed, faster than most people I know, with a guide, but he does not allow these things to be challenges and impediments for him. And it is a beautiful thing, that he overcomes this. And this is a Purim of challenges. You know, we're seeing from all over the place. This person is reading in a miklat, and this person is trying to, they're going to have to do their Megillah reading on Zoom, consult a Rav if that is your, if that's your situation. There are people who are reading Megillah and then keeping themselves silent, or some people reading at home, all sorts of different things to be able to make sure that we bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu into the situation. And please God, Kodesh Baruch Hu should protect Am Yisrael. We should not suffer any more deaths, not in Miklat, not in apartment buildings, not in any of these situations, not of our soldiers, and that we really are able to bring, whether it's in quiet prayers and secret codes, in different ways, we bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into these situations, and Hashem Yagein Aleinu Ve'al, us, Tzahal, B'chol Makom Shehem, in all the places that they are, the Mossad, people who are doing the dangerous work in Iran, that please God, we should exit this particular war without trouble or difficulty.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rosenblatt. Great to have you on. We certainly look forward to having you back on. Please, God, Amir Hashem, in the near future. And it happened today the way it was supposed to happen. And that's the same reason I've been giving to my wife for why I'm still in Israel, for what was supposed to have been a flight back, Motzei Shabbos. But a Jew is never stuck in Israel. I'm where I'm supposed to be right now. And whenever and wherever we're supposed to be, and how we're supposed to be, is when it's supposed to happen. And so, again, it's just to have you on the program. We certainly look forward to having you back on in the near future. And I want to thank, as always, Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Wednesday. On Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, there is no call tomorrow on Purim. However, as always, I encourage our dear callers, whether it's at 1 o'clock Eastern or wherever you are and whatever time, please desperately, we need all of our tefillos now. Please daven for the chayalim, daven for the cholim, and daven for all of Am Yisrael. And again, we'll meet up again on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Even during these difficult days, remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. An easy and meaningful fast to all those who are fasting, and Purim Sameach to all of Am Yisrael.